No, I don't, you know, I think it should have probably just worked out that way. I don't really have discussions about that, so I just do what they tell me to do.
Is that is this the new mandate from above, that there's no opinions to be released by the...
I'm just a guy doing my job. No, you guys got questions about the Redskins? We're moving on from Dallas. We're just going to move on past that.
Okay, how important is it with a guy like Griffin, who is really adept at the read option? You know, they base their keys off of you and B-Rob.
I mean, we got to be good. So, you know, anytime you play the option, everybody's got to play their responsibility. It's one of those things where, you know, you can't get nosy. You can't try to do too much. If you have to tackle the dive, tackle the dive. Now, I mean, if you read it and you can help on another play, great. But you have to be, you know, responsibility sound. And, you know, he's a fast dude. He's mobile. You know, they got great play action off of it. So it's going to be important for us to be successful again on first and second down. I think that's what we were able to do a good job last week as far as our third down percentages getting better. Was we were much more successful on first and second down and forced them in the third and long. So we got to do that this week. I mean, they have a great running game. I mean, it's a fantastic run game, and that play action game is tough off of it. So we got our hands full on a short week, and, you know, you just got to go out there, play hard, play assignment sound, and see what happens.
He was first and second down last week.
You know what? Honestly, we were straight up. We love playing straight up. So, you know, we had a good read on Dallas at the run game. We knew what they were trying to do, and then you know, we were able to do some stuff in the back end to create some different looks for Tony and make him hold the ball a little bit longer. And guys, you know, guys did a good job of tackling. You know, the scoring drives they had were the ones we missed tackles on. So, other than that, you know, I thought everybody, you know, rallied well. We just got to keep that same momentum going. You know, obviously, we didn't win that game, but there's some positives you got to take out of that and keep that kind of mentality, that kind of aggressive mentality, and just make tackles. And this type of game, especially that slash run game and the read option, I mean, you got to be aggressive towards your assignment. And the more you hit them, the more likely you can cause turnovers. And you just can't allow that one big play. You got to keep them down the whole game.
How does RG3 look like the athlete he was?
Yeah, I mean, he saw him running all over Chicago on film. You know, Denver game, I thought he looked pretty good. But again, you got to force him into situations where they can't have their playbook open. You get them into second and short and third and short. Now, I mean, trying to decipher read option versus, you know, play action. I mean, that's gonna be a long day for us. And so you got to get them in situations where you force them to be one-dimensional. If we can do that, you know, we have a chance to be successful.
Describe the lessons maybe you learned from last year's game with him. He had probably one of his strongest performances.
Yeah, we still had a chance to win the game. You know, first of all, you got to score touchdowns off turnovers. You know, we jumped on him quick, and I think we only ended up like 9-0. And so that's just like every team in the league. When you can jump on a team, you got to stomp them out, you know. And then you know, great job to them. They took advantage of, again, they started getting some chunks on first down on us, and that play action, you know, was killing us for about two quarters. And we came back in the fourth and clawed back in, and you know, we got to get them down on that. And we had a third down and like five, I think. We had an opportunity. He snuck out on a blitz and he ran. So, you know, you just gotta go smash him. I mean, honestly, it sounds simple, but I mean, he's so tough. I mean, you have to be aggressive towards him, throw your shot, and guys gotta rally.
Last week you talked about the fact that this team was in a position where it could tank or go the other way. I think you would say that the effort was there, that your teammates rallied, and even though they spoke out, you saw the passion still in this.
Well, absolutely, this locker room's tight, man. We got good teammates here, and you know, we just gotta keep trying to win football games.
Jared, based on your experience in this league, playing as long as you have, what is your impression of this Richie Incognito situation?
You know what? It's a sad deal. I don't know the details of it, so I can't really speak on it. I know Richie, and you know, Richie has a good heart. He really does. I mean, I know he's catching some heat right now, but you know, from what I know of Richie, and you know, we've always had a good relationship. He's always been cool with my family, so. We have mutual friends. I mean, so it's a bad deal. Again, I don't know the details, so I can't comment on it. But either way you look at it, I mean, it sucks for the kid involved who felt he had to leave an organization, and it sucks for Richie. I mean, he's out of an organization right now, and sucks for the team because neither of them are playing football right now. So you know, sometimes that, you know, these things can go a little too far, I guess, and that's what we got to deal with.
How do you balance sort of bringing in rookies and making them appreciate where they're at? And
back in the day, it was different. Now you can't do anything, you know.
Yeah, just making him pick up a $30,000 tab, is that reasonable?
I mean, I guess it just depends on where you came in. I mean, reasonable back in the day, yeah. I mean, I've heard it worse. I've heard of less. You know, it depends, you know, usually how it is. But it's usually a rite of passage. You know, you usually go through stuff as a rookie from a football standpoint. You go through stuff, and that's what kind of brings you together as a team, you know. And, you know, yeah, I mean, I've heard of first-rounders having to pick up $50,000, $60,000, you know, before, back when first-rounders were making that kind of money. You know, heck, I can remember having to drive. They forced me to drive like 20 miles outside the way to go to one, you know, Popeye's chicken before every flight. Just I had him like, I'm the fourth round. I'd buy chicken every single day. You know, dang near missing planes. So, you know, the level of degrees, it varies. But, you know, as a rookie, I always looked at it as a rite of passage, you know, into the fraternity of the NFL. Again, I don't know detail. I'm not commenting on that. I know, you know, we don't do a lot of stuff around here, but, you know. You know, other than just trying to, you know, show guys the ropes and some respect. But, again, things can go, you know, you don't ever want things to go too far. It also depends on the individual. Some guys can take things, you know, more than others. Some can't. So, again, I don't know the details on it. It's just a bad day altogether when that's got to be the headlines and not football.
No, with your experience with Coach Vermeil and Coach Edwards, I'm assuming that they were old school coaches, but what was their take on young guys?
Oh, Vermeil, you didn't say a word. Young guys weren't allowed to speak. You know, even her. I mean, you better be like kids, be seen, not heard. But Vermeil, but I would like that. You know, for him, there was a pecking order, and when you came in, you knew who the leaders were on the team, and that was established. And for me, it was you know, come in and let your play speak. You know, let your play speak loudly before you start. You know, running your mouth and. And that's how I earned my job and earned my respect, just going out there working hard every day. So, you know, I like that old school way of doing things. They were great. And, you know, they taught you a lot about just the importance and the of what the crest is, you know what I mean, of really the fraternity of being in the NFL and how, you know, you really are. It's a privilege to be here, and you have to earn that right every single week.
Well, you must have done something right because you poured Gatorade on him the last game.
Oh,
on Vermeil.
Oh, Vermeil. Yeah, I love Vermeil, man. I miss him. I get to speak him or get to say hi through some channels every once in a while. He's one of the greatest coaches I ever got to play for, man. I just his emotion, his passion. I mean, you run through a brick wall for that guy 10 times out of 10, and if he asks you to do 11th time, you just put your helmet on and go do it because you knew he had that love for you, and you knew he would take care of you in the long run. So. Yeah, those days, the NFL is completely different than what it was then. Sometimes me and Kevin get a little nostalgic being the old guys on the team.
Well, Pepto was about as tough as you got on a rookie a couple years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I got scolded for that, so you're not allowed to do that anymore.
Is that rite of passage at all lost without a safety?
I think so. From a player standpoint, I think, you know, some of the young guys come in and you know, there's that sense of entitlement. And you lose the work ethic. You lose that true veteran run locker room sometimes. But again, you know, it's all. You got to know who you're dealing. You can't treat everybody the same. You gotta treat every rookie the same. Some guys are more sensitive than others. But yeah, you know, it's a sign of respect. You know, to you know, so you know, we do little things. You know, go get me coffee or something. That ain't too crazy. But it is, I appreciate it, you know, going through that because I had the respect of the vets. And then, you know, when it's your turn, you don't feel so bad giving it to someone else. We good?
Yep.
All right. Thanks.